When it comes to terrorism, most of the world has been focused on ISIS in Iraq, Syria, and elsewhere. But Nigeria-based militant group Boko Haram proved to be more deadly than any other terrorist organization last year. Many of its victims are women and girls who are held captive by the group or brought in through radicalization and marriage. But one woman is working to undo some of that damage. Fatima Askira is the executive director of the Borno Women's Development Initiative, where she's focused on working with local government officials and other humanitarian groups in Nigeria to reintegrate women who've lived under Boko Haram rule. I spoke with her from Maiduguri, Nigeria, and she says sometimes the hardest part is convincing Nigerian civilians that it's safe for these women to return to the societies that they were once part of.
Most of those women we find in Boko Haram were married to the Boko Haram fighters even before the violence escalated. And then when the violence escalated and they had to leave within the city and run outskirts, some of them had to carry their women. Some willingly followed them, while some were forced to abducted. But 60 to 70% of them are victims, and it's a choice between living and dying. And even for the few of them that are maybe radicalized, they could be de-radicalized, and then, trust me, they can fit in perfectly back into the communities and societies.
How did you first come to realize that women leaving Boko Haram needed help, and what made you want to help them?
Women are like most affected. Of course, men were equally affected, but then a woman would have to deal with a lot of consequences. So I felt they just need to help those women to get back into the society, because the more we leave them vulnerable, the more we leave them empty, then the more terrorists we are breeding, since they have children and these children are very young, and it's just so much to face, I feel.
Well, when they want to come out of Boko Haram and reintegrate into the village or the town that they're from, what do you find that they need most? What are their most pressing needs?
The pressing needs for them, you know, at the initial was, how could we even come back to the society? Because the stigma actually exists. The community is not even ready to accept some of those women. So I feel the immediate need for them is to have a safe space where they can actually pull themselves back together and then have food and then have something to cover their body. Then we could pick up from there by giving them some psychosocial support and taking them through the process.
Does Nigeria have a rehabilitation infrastructure for someone like this? I assume that there isn't a lot of deep access to psychologists or institutions that help with this kind of thing. It must be difficult.
Yeah, actually, it's very difficult. I think in Nigeria, we have such structures, but even as we have them, I don't think they're as functional as they should be. Because basically, some of those women are lost and kind of need such support. But unfortunately, they don't have access to such facilities or information that could lead to those facilities. But then with coming of the insurgency and then the trooping of the international aid workers and the local aid workers understanding that this is what people need psychosocial support, then a lot of programming has been designed through that, but I don't think we have any bigger infrastructure that captures that.
And those women themselves, when they've had a little bit of experience, maybe back in the village or back in the town, what did they tell you about their own experiences trying to regain acceptance?
Their experience based on living with those fighters is like most of them are just wives and they do not have an idea of the extent to which these fighters are violent and the effects of violence on the community. So one way or the other, I get to understand that there is a total disconnect between these women and what is happening in the reality.
Fatima Askira, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Fatima Askira is executive director of the Borno Women Development Initiative. Fatima Askira's story came to us from News Deeply's Women and Girls Hub. They report on issues affecting women and girls in the developing world. To find out more, you can visit newsdeeply.com/womenandgirls.